into the end zone, but he averaged 4.5 yards per carry. And Davante Adams, he had 7 receptions, 141 yards, 2 touchdowns, including the game winner in overtime, which was a lot of fun. But if you look at what they did in the fourth quarter, less than 2 minutes left, they're down 16-13, and they rolled right down the field 71 yards to put them in field goal position. Carlson nailed the field goal to tie it and go into overtime. And then 3 plays into overtime, the 35-yard touchdown pass to Davante Adams to seal the deal. And, hey, you might as well celebrate. I mean, playoffs. We're not thinking playoffs at all. We're thinking just about winning a game as a Raiders fan, and they did just that. And, hey, celebrate. Enjoy it for a day.
Let me just ask you, though, because there's some people say, well, why, don't win. Let's go for that number one draft choice.
Well, you know, that depends on what you want to do. Do you really want to get rid of Derek Carr? And, you know, that's, I guess you could take 100 people and who knows, you might get a 50-50 answer on whether they should keep him or not. But if you look at this year's draft, you can probably wait late in the first round and still get a top-notch prospect at the quarterback position. So, I don't know, you know, tanking for draft picks, that's never popular, but you know that these general managers and owners are probably thinking about it, but they probably wouldn't admit it.
So what is ahead? They go back out on the road. They're going to play another road game this week. What do you make of it?
Well, as far as the Raiders this season, I mean, again, if you're looking for the playoffs, maybe that's, you know, that's not going to happen. But you look at their schedule down the road, and certainly they've got some winnable games against the competition. But I'm looking at, you know, trying to get this management team in a good position so they can argue, hey, there's no reason to get rid of this group and get rid of Josh Jacobs. They needed this win. What would Mark Davis be saying to the fans today if they did lose that game and they were 2-8 and you signed your young, your coach to a 5-year deal and he's making a lot of money? So you don't want to do that, and who knows what's going to happen with the John Gruden thing. Not a lot of people are talking about that, Kevin, but John Gruden's suit against Roger Goodell and the National Football League is going forward. And it'd be interesting to see the discovery of all that, and that would give Gruden's lawyers an opportunity to, you know, to grill what they have and see what the NFL was looking at. And maybe they can look at those 650,000 emails or whatever and have some kind of a defense. So I'm kind of looking forward to that and see what happens.
It will be fun. I know we've got plenty of football coming up this weekend, including the Thursday games, the Turkey Day games. You a big fan of the Turkey Day games? Are you one of these guys that is glued for about 9 hours or so?
What I usually do is I'll typically watch about half of the Lions game. The Lions game is the morning game, and it comes on early. So you're running around, you're doing some errands, you're getting ready for the day. But the Cowboys game, I'm always front and center and looking forward to the middle game. And then, of course, you have the evening game, too. But for many, many years, as long as I can remember being a football fan, the Lions and the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. And it was only about, maybe 5-6 years ago that they added on that nighttime game, which is good because, hey, I mean, once you're done talking with your long-lost uncle that you haven't seen for a while. You need something to do. You got to get away from, oh, geez.
You need a diversion.
Yeah, I don't care what he does for a living. I don't care what's going on. I want some football.
I love that. I love that. More from Gentleman Jim Dallas coming up as we continue on. As we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30 as we check out our conditions right now, a lot of congestion there on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound, beginning around Gillespie. Now, remember, there's still only one lane as you transition to Interstate 15 northbound from 215 west, but the good news here is they should have that lane open. There's only one lane now. Hopefully, it'll be back up to two lanes by Thanksgiving. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that one and keep you informed. Also, do expect some slow flows as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15, especially southbound. Mainly, you'll see some slow flows between Sahara and Tropicana.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. In overtime Sunday, the Raiders beat the Broncos 22-16. Derek Carr hit a wide-open Devontae Adams with a 35-yard touchdown pass on the third play of overtime. The Raiders improved to 3-7. They never led in regulation, but sent the game into overtime when Daniel Carlson kicked a 25-yard field goal with 16 seconds left. Carr finished 23 of 37 for 307 yards. Adams with two touchdowns, 141 yards on seven catches. College basketball tonight, UNLV squares off with Southern Illinois. UNLV coming off Friday's 78-68 win over High Point. They're 4-0 to start the season. Nevada basketball puts a 4-0 record on the line today when they battle Tulane, the matchup part of the Cayman Island Classic. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Shop Macy's Black Friday specials and find epic deals on gifts they'll love now while supplies last. Like 40% off head-to-toe Levi's for men, women, and kids. 70% off gold earrings, bracelets, and bangles. And the Ninja Professional Blender, just $79.95. Plus, get free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dell Technologies' Black Friday event has arrived with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 50% off select performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story, over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400 square foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The counting is over. The election has been certified. A lot of folks are really disappointed. Other people are saying it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Let's find out. Well, Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, and the author of The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and he joins us now. How bad was it for Republicans on November 8th and beyond?
Well, first of all, I got to do my early promotion here. It's Christmas time, and I want to make sure everybody knows that it's so hard to find gifts for people. No one ever knows what to get somebody, especially the fathers and grandfathers of the world. But if they're big conservatives, especially grumpy conservatives, they will absolutely love my two books, Trump Rules and The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So make sure you go to Amazon, which may be liberal, but sells all the conservative books, and it's the only place you really can get them nowadays. So you go to Amazon.com, and you look up Wayne Allen Root, and you look up Trump Rules, which is a business book for any kids in your life that are in high school or college or grad school or just out in the workforce or anyone who owns a business. And The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book for any conservative in your life, or the two of them as a great little 1-2 punch. Great Christmas gifts under the tree. People will love them, especially if they're Wayne Root fans. And anybody listening to this channel, this station, and this show with Kevin Wall will probably be a Wayne Root fan. So you can grab those books for Christmas, Trump Rules and The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Now, you asked me a question about the election. Look, it's mensa mensa. On one hand, it wasn't that bad. Democrats make it like it was bad, and the media makes it like it was bad because they're all a bunch of commies, and they want to demoralize you, but we actually did win the House, which means all the investigations now begin, which was super important for us, and we can block everything Biden does, just like he passed his whole agenda of horrible, you know, disgusting bills with like one vote to spare in the Senate, one or two votes to spare in the House. They didn't control anything, but they passed everything. Now we can block everything with only, you know, a couple of seat lead in the House. Everything's blocked. He can't do a damn thing. So there were some good things that came out of it, and we really did win a landslide. I'm sure you're aware of that. It was a red wave landslide, exactly as every poll and I predicted and every poll showed. We won by over 5 million votes nationwide. It was gigantic. It's one of the biggest landslides of the last 100 years in a midterm. 5 million votes back in 2010. We only won by 2.5 million votes, and we won 63 seats. And now we won by 5 million votes, and maybe we, you know, maybe we broke even or lost a seat in the Senate, and maybe we won, you know, maybe 5 seats in the House. So it looks horrible compared to the 5 million vote landslide, but we've got the people of America behind us. So don't let anyone convince you otherwise. They came out in large numbers, and not only was one of the biggest wins in history as far as votes go, popular vote, but it was also the biggest comeback in history. We supposedly lost by 7 million votes in 2020, and now we won by 5 million in the entire last 100 years. No one's ever had a 12 million vote turnaround from one election to the next. So those are the good things to build on. And Nevada, of course, won 3 constitutional offices, including the governor, and my good friend Stavros Anthony. So, I mean, there's some things to build on there. The bad news is I believe it was another rigged, stolen election. And I there's no way I could say it strongly enough. It's the exact same way they did it in 2020. They did it again, which is mail-in ballots with no voter ID. You have no idea who these people are. You have no idea. They might be dead. They might have moved. They may have not wanted to vote and someone used their name. It's the most ridiculous voting system in the world. Nobody else does it. We're the only country that does it. We're the only country without voter ID and the only country that allows mail-in ballots. France is a very liberal country, Kevin. France decided years ago that mail-in ballots lead to fraud and they would not allow it. We'd be better off voting like Iraq. We should have a dark print on our finger. You press down on the print pad and your finger is black for a few days so that you can't vote a second time. That would make more sense than the way we vote in this country. So the election was stolen, in my opinion, again, in Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and somewhat in Georgia, the same 6 states that they used to rig and steal the 2020 election. They've got the system down. There's no way Fetterman beat Dr. Oz. In a million years, in a million lifetimes, Dr. Fetterman could not beat Dr. Oz, and in a million lifetimes, Carrie Lake could not be beaten by Katie Hobbs. Never could happen. Lake's the best candidate in the world, and Dr. Oz, a telegenic, handsome, cool TV doctor worth $300 million, loses to a brain-dead zombie. The whole thing is so ridiculous. It's absurd. It didn't happen. It was stolen again.
I want to ask you, because I've been seeing this number floating around, that 138,000 Republicans stayed home. Now I've heard that revised up to 200,000 Republicans stayed home on Election Day and throughout that election period. First of all, do you buy that? Do you agree with those kind of numbers? And if so, what kept these people home?
Well, I buy it because it's the truth. In other words, whatever the number is, the number is. It's not a lie, but it's misleading, okay? First of all, of course they should have come out. And of course the Republican Party's doing a bad job of getting them out. If you think I'm going to make an excuse to the Republican Party, if one person stayed home, then the Republican Party did something wrong. And of course it's because our party is led by all these McLosers, McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel of the RNC. They're just losers. And they tried their best to defeat all the MAGA candidates. Yes, the Republican Party tried to defeat their own candidates. And anyone who doesn't believe that is blind, deaf, or dumb. It's a fact that this FTX money, which rigged the election, tens of millions of dollars went to Democrat candidates, and several million went to McConnell, and several million went to McCarthy, and they used them to try and defeat MAGA candidates, our own candidates, blackmail. It's like that movie, wasn't it Platoon, where they left the guy on the ground, he had his arms out like Jesus Christ, and the Viet Cong were shooting at him, and the helicopters went away and left him. It's like abandoning our own soldiers on the battlefield. So, we have a really screwed up party, and it's filled with a bunch of cowards and losers. And yes, they did a bad job getting the vote out, as usual, and so people stayed home. The numbers are what the numbers are. If you have 100,000 more registered Republicans than who voted, then there's 100,000 who stayed home. But what's misleading about it is I hear it used as an excuse to prove that the election wasn't stolen. And that's just poppycock, because there's also 100,000 Democrats who stayed home. Maybe there's 300,000 Democrats who stayed home versus 100,000 Republicans. This is what's being left out of the conversation. In every election, there are less votes than registered voters of either party. So you could always point to either us or them and say, look how many stayed home, and that's why you lost. It's just disingenuous to say 100,000 Republicans didn't vote when you're not pointing out that, 200,000 Democrats didn't vote. So it wasn't those that stayed home that mattered. It was the fact that they stole the election with mail-in ballots with people that didn't exist. Everybody knows that's how they won 2020. They stopped counting on election night, and then they counted for five more days until they could make up enough fake ballots to beat us. And they did the same thing again to Adam Laxalt. Anybody could see that. Adam Laxalt went on TV. Here's the thing. Does anyone think that Adam Laxalt is not a smart man? You may hate him. You may not like his politics if you're a liberal. Is he a moron, or is he a former Navy JAG officer and a very talented lawyer and an attorney general and a guy I think is worth millions of dollars? He's not dumb. He went on Fox News on Wednesday night and said, I can't lose. We have such a lead. She'd have to get 63% of all remaining ballots to beat me, and she can't do that. She has no path to victory. And over the next 4 days, they beat him because she got 63% of the votes. This is theft. This is them stealing elections, folks. They wait till election night to find out how many votes we have, and then they try their best over the next whatever the amount of legal days they have, 4 days, 5 days, each state is different, but pass the election. In other words, Florida, you can't do that. You get the results on election night. And if you use the mail-in ballot, it has to be counted on election night. You can't allow them to say Wayne Root is up by exactly 86,000 votes on election night, and now you have 5 days to beat him. And for the next 5 days, you just keep signing and signing and signing and getting Democrats and post office to backdate it. And all of a sudden, you've got 87,000 against Wayne's 86, and Wayne loses. This is no way to run a country or an election. We are letting them steal it. And what gets me madder than Democrats steal election is dumb Republicans who will not admit that's what's going on. If you can't admit that's what's going on, you're a moron. Now, does that mean that we also didn't have lousy leadership and that they didn't get enough Republican voters out? Of course those two are not irrespective of each other. Of course we should have better leadership. Of course we should get more voters out. But I'm just telling you, that's not the excuse that proves the election wasn't stolen. All that matters is whatever the number was on election night, let's just say those 100,000 came out, Kevin. So instead of leading by 25,000, Laxalt would have been leading by 125,000. Then they would have made up an extra 100,000 fake ballots over the next 4 days. They make up whatever they have to in the elections they want. They wanted Laxalt to take the U.S. Senate. They desperately wanted Attorney General because, in my opinion, Sigal Chadha would have stirred the pot and arrested a lot of Democrats over the next 4 years and prosecuted them. They desperately wanted the three congressional seats, and they got them all. Okay, maybe they didn't want the governor that much, or maybe, just maybe, he ran ahead of Laxalt, and he had enough votes that they couldn't manufacture enough mail-in ballots to overcome his lead. I'm sure they tried. So it's just misleading to say, hey, we elected a few Republicans, that means it's not rigged, or hey, there were many who stayed home, that means it's not rigged. Democrats are out there stealing elections with mail-in ballots, no voter ID, ballot harvesting, ballot drop boxes, and counting for days, and no signature match. And that has not changed since 2020.
Wow. Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us. You'll hear him right here at 3 o'clock and raw and unfiltered. I was, ever since I heard this ad, I said, I got to play this for Wayne Allen Root and get his thoughts. And I've only got about 3 minutes to do it. But this is a Pfizer ad directed at children, at kids, your kids, to take the jab. This is cut number two, Jim. This is the Pfizer ad to get kids to take the jab.
This year, thousands of kids like us around the world joined the COVID-19 vaccine trial.
Kid power.
And when they did, they became all superheroes.
Ah!
To all the kids who volunteer, we'd like to say...
Unbelievable. Marketing to kids. Superheroes is what they're being called.
Yes, they're superheroes, yes. We'd like to thank you, all of you who volunteered to kill yourselves. Very smart. It's very scary. It's very sad. It's very tragic. It's very disgusting. It's very Nuremberg-like. I believe there should be a Nuremberg trial, too, and lots of people should be tried and go to prison for the rest of their lives. Basically, this is an experiment for everyone to get really rich in big pharma. And for all the politicians to get really rich, because they told them in advance what was coming. And they said, if you go buy stock, you'll make, you know, $100 million. You're only a guy worth $1 million. You're set for the next 12 generations, your family, if the stock goes up enough. So push the vaccines, push the vaccines, push the vaccines. And that's what they did. And they also gave money. A lot of people still don't know to this moment how Fox News and Newsmax accepted millions of dollars from both Big Pharma and the government. I believe it was Department of Homeland Security, who gave them millions and millions of dollars in return for them agreeing to never allow the hosts to say anything bad about the vaccine and never allowing any guests who would say something bad about the vaccine. I assume you know that, right, Kevin?
I'll be honest with you. I did not know there was money changing hands.
Yep, and that's a fact. That's not, you know, just conjecture. It is a fact that DHS, this was a, you know, this was a FOIA request, and it came out, I believe it was what's that gal's name? Robinson, the former White House correspondent for White House for Newsmax TV. I can't remember her first name. But Robinson is the one who made it come out. And it literally shows, it exposes that DHS, Department of Homeland Security, gave out hundreds of millions of dollars to all the media, not just Fox News. I mean, they gave it to all the liberal media, the conservative media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, every major media in America, including Fox News and Newsmax, took the bribes. And in return, they agreed to never allow any host or any guest to say anything negative about the COVID shot. And then, of course, on top of that, it was triple money, because on top of that, all the big pharma companies like Pfizer bought ads on those networks and paid hundreds of millions of dollars for ads and made them all rich. And then on top of that, you know, each of the anchormen and hosts, if they were smart, went out and bought pharma stock in Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson and AstraZeneca, and made themselves a fortune on the stock. So everybody got rich. It was a scam. But nobody knew that the pre-trial results were a disaster. And they covered them up. They hid them. They wanted to keep them secret for 75 years till a judge made them release them a few pages at a time. We still barely seen, scratched the surface and seen anything. But what we've seen so far shows lots of people in the trial died when getting the vaccines. Lots of babies died in mothers' stomachs. And lots of people got sick and got diseases like they're getting now from the vaccine. Heart attacks,
wow.
Strokes, blood clots, cancer.
That's...
Especially cancer. That's a huge thing, Kevin.
Yeah.
Cancer has exploded since the vaccines came out. And so is death in general. Mortality is through the roof. That's all you see when you open up the news, is this person 49 died yesterday suddenly, this person 41 died suddenly, this person 55 died suddenly, this person 63 died suddenly. These are young people to be dying.
Hey.
And they're all Hollywood stars, and they're politicians, and I just saw a news anchor woman faint on the air. Never seen that happen in history. Standing up doing a, you know, a stand-up interview, and she just drops to the ground.
Wow.
This stuff has only happened since the vaccine came out.
Hey, Wayne.
So it's a very scary situation.
Hey, Wayne, I'm running short on time. Sorry about that, my friend. Thank you so much. Again, if folks want to find out more about you.
Yeah, I'll be real quick. RootForAmerica.com. That's it. Brand new website, by the way. Spent a lot of money and a lot of time. Totally redone. RootForAmerica.com. The new website debuted on Friday. So go check it out. RootForAmerica.com. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Wayne Bye-bye. Allen Root joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Hey, Kevin Wall here. It's the one day a year when friends and family come together for turkey, football, and great conversation. That's just one reason why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aid to test my hearing. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Wayne Allen Root here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. I have lunch or dinner at Mastroianni's at least twice a week. This is the best Italian food I've ever eaten in my life, better than my favorite Italian restaurants in New York. Mastroianni's has been family-owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. And the food, oh my gosh, bellissimo! Mastroianni's features live-action cooking, the freshest, finest quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, homemade desserts. They offer curbside pickup and delivery, a huge wine and cocktail menu, and catering. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas, including celebrities from movies, TV, and sports. It's where the elite meet to eat. Book your holiday party at Mastroianni's or have them cater the party at your place. And be sure to stock up on Mastroianni's gift cards for Christmas. Mastroianni's is at 3330 South Hualapai Way. Call for reservations, 702-367-7511. 367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SK